Agreement has been reached to extend the life of the Terra Nova oil project. Lead operator Suncor issued a news release last night confirming the deal. Premier Andrew Furey joins us this morning. Good morning, Premier.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. But I got to ask you, how relieved are you that this deal has been met?
I'm very relieved, but I'm sure my relief pales in comparison to the relief of the women and men who work on the platform must be feeling this morning. So this is a good new day for Newfoundland and Labrador.
And do you think it was a calculated move on the part of the stakeholders of this project to really bring it down to the 11th hour?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. I know that we landed on our position and we held firm as a government. What happens on the at the boardroom table behind closed doors, I'm not aware, as we're not an equity partner, of course. But I would hope that that the partners really saw our move to encourage them to come together, to recognize the value in our incredible product offshore right now that is perhaps more valuable now than ever, given this time of transition and the low carbon footprint that exists out in our offshore, that so that they recognize that value and wanted to exercise it. And were subsequently able to find some alignment that was perhaps not there before. So, again, a very good day for the people of the province.
Yeah, what do residents need to know about this deal? Like, what are its main points, and what is the province's contribution to this?
Yeah, so the province's contribution is the same as what we signed as a memorandum of understanding. And we will honor that, and that we put $205 million from the Oil and Gas Recovery Fund towards the Terra Nova project, and we've committed to that, and we'll honor that. But we've also changed the royalty regime to modernize it, put it more in line with other agreements, and that will afford the operators approximately $300 million of relief on the royalty side. So, a total package of $500 million from the government of Newfoundland and Labrador, which we thought was a healthy offer. And then, of course, there was the pressure on us to take an equity stake. We really felt, Minister and I, who did an incredible job in leading this file, felt that that risk was too high, and we drew the line in the sand, and we thought that that level of risk rightfully belongs with the private sector. Of course, the profits belong with them as well. So, I hope that this becomes a profitable venture for them. But it was never a question of profit. It was a question of risk for our treasury.
And, I mean, it is worth noting that it is an agreement in principle. So how confident are you that this will come to full fruition?
I'm of course, very optimistic. You're correct to say that this is an agreement in principle. This has to be ratified by relative boards and shareholders, but it's certainly a better position today than we were in yesterday. As I understand it, as this ratification process is moving forward, there will still be some work done on the asset life extension. So some work is actually, as I understand it, beginning to ramp up over the next few days to weeks. So these are all positive moves towards a positive outcome of an asset life extension. And we're quite hopeful that the partners will, dot the I's and cross the T's in short order.
Premier Furey, at Monday's rally, I spoke to a gentleman who has been laid off since October. I could hear the stress in his voice. I could see it in his eyes, finding it very difficult to keep the mortgage going on his home. So I ask you on his behalf, what will this mean for workers who earn a living from Terra Nova?
I was out there as well, Gerilyn, and I heard the same stories, and I felt the same level of anxiety and stress. And it was one of the harder moments since becoming premier, because, of course, you want, as premier and frankly, from my previous life, you like to be able to provide people with relief and a sense of security. And that day, we had put an offer down and we were unsure where the companies were going. But I did offer to all the people from the Terra Nova project that we would be there for them regardless of which way this project went, either forward or to the side. And we're happy today that it is moving forward and will provide ample employment opportunities, hopefully for a decade to come. So the commitment I gave on the steps of the Confederation Building as I walked amongst the crowd was that we would be there for them one way or the other. And certainly this is a positive direction today, and we're there for them now and into the future.
Yeah. How long into the future will the province reap the benefits of this deal?
Well, from our estimates, there's approximately 80 million barrels of oil left in this field. And so, again, our estimates are approximately a decade.
And Premier Fury, you did say that the risk was sort of, financially anyway, it was too much of a risk to take on any more ownership or any ownership. But what is the risk right now to taxpayers as it pertains to this project?
Well, the risk to taxpayers is fairly minimal. Right now, the $205 million is earmarked for oil and gas recovery. You can't take that money and spend it on schools or hospitals or paving roads. That was money that had to go to the oil and gas, as appropriately so. This was a deal that we negotiated with Minister O'Regan and his team in Ottawa. And so this money had to go there. With respect to the royalty side, we did a calculation and feel that this degree of royalty relief will not significantly impact the GDP while allowing for returns to the economy. So it's a balance, but if you look at it from a different lens, perhaps, with respect to the royalty, if there is no oil taken from the offshore, from this field, we get zero royalties. So this is a good deal right now. It has minimal impact to the taxpayers in terms of a risk profile, and it should allow the forward progress of this project. So it's a good position for the people of Newfoundland and Labrador. We're not taking on risk with equity, and we have minimal impacts on our treasury with respect to the offer that's on the table.
What are the next steps?
Well, the next steps, as I see it, and as I understand from speaking with Minister Parsons and the partners, is that, again, they have to internally sort some details. But again, as I understand it, they will, as they're sorting those details amongst their boards, their respective boards and shareholders, they will be moving forward with some work on the asset life extension. From our perspective, we will move forward with the MOU and papering that deal to ensure that they are able to continue work and to get the women and men who work on that platform back to work.
Premier Andrew Fury, thank you so much for joining the program.
Thank you very much.